This is RSBN The Update, episode 286, recorded Friday, December 10th, 2010. Les Evenals. Hello, everybody. Welcome once again. We hope you have come here by choice to listen to us give our sermon on this. That's the right word, isn't it? Sermon?
Sorry, well, by choice. I mean, I hope they haven't been forced. The only people who would ever sort of force anyone else to listen to RSPP Update would probably be us. Yeah. Actually, that's really bad. Continue.
I was just making sure sermon was the right word, but a sermon is of religious nature, so yes, that is the right word.
That is what RSBB Update is, yes.
Yes, so as Chief said, we hope you're here by choice and not being forced by someone, you know. So if there's any, yeah, if there's any parents out there listening to somebody with their iPod, with their kid's iPod plugged into the aux jack of the car, hello, and we thank you for We thank you for doing this, and we hope that you will gain a new understanding of the game your child plays, and hope that eventually you will come to appreciate it in the same way he or she does, just like we appreciate the game.
Oh my god.
Well, you never know, you know. I figure sometimes, I always wonder if there's anybody who listens in the car like that, so I figured I'd just throw that out there. But
have we ever done an introduction like that before? No, I don't think we have.
Yeah, I think I did one like that with Brad or something, and he called it the most stupidest waste of time or something like that. But anyways, with that being said,
we did just waste a bit of time.
Gotta be careful.
I understand.
Warriors Guild and Dragon Defender Week this week. So,
ooh.
Yeah, is that a good... Ooh, or is that a... Sad. Ooh.
It was a bit of both, really. Actually, okay. It was more of an excited woo, but at the same time.
Yeah, so with this, they also updated the Warriors Guild to kind of be more streamlined, added a few extra tasks here and there, such as in the barrel balancing one, when you can balance barrels on your head, you can now go ahead, rather than just balancing them for fun, you can go and tag the certain areas to get more experience in there. Also,
oh, that's what you're doing.
Yeah, that's what I was doing in there with the four barrels on my head that you could find on RuneWire.
Is that actually worth doing for tokens?
No, it's not.
I didn't think so.
The best thing is the magical armor, I find, you know? I think it's just, if you can handle a set of animated rune armor, that's definitely the best way to get tokens. Also, say, for instance, the stance you use when you're throwing the shot put, that also helps in making it more effective. So it's just little tweaks and fixes like this this week. So did you ever do
that? In that respect, they haven't really changed.
Yeah, nothing really major at the Warriors Guild. That's
makes it doing anything else more worthwhile. So
have you ever done shot put
in real life?
Yes, of course.
Yes, we've done shot put quite a lot for athletics and things like that.
Well, that's good. I always found that fun, you know, because it's just simple, you know. You get to throw, and only thing you have to be careful is you don't put your shoulder out or anything, so you have to kind of warm up and stuff beforehand. So
I never really liked it. I prefer discus.
Oh yeah, we didn't do that here. I think that was probably too dangerous or something. Flying things, you know, you never...
Yeah, I always got a bit worried about it when other people... Well, yeah, certain people in the class, you got a one. How did we get to talk
about... They probably
about
do that in Australia lots, because it's probably similar to a boomerang, isn't it?
No.
No, it's not?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
It's very heavy for a start, and you have to throw it more or less without looking.
Well, yeah, that would be why it's dangerous, then.
Yeah. Whereas boomerangs, at least you have a general idea.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know how we got onto that, but plus now the Dragon Defender. But first, we should talk about the fact that the Warrior Guild tokens are no more. It's kept track of by the game in a nice little interface on the side. And as a pleasant surprise, anybody else who had Warriors tokens had their Warriors tokens multiplied by 5, I believe it was. I think it's 5, if I remember correctly. There's 5 possible sources.
Yeah.
So that was an area for some contention, you know, because not everybody kept their Warriors Guild tokens, and let alone did they know that this they would be having. Why? How many do you have?
None.
Oh, okay. You didn't keep any from back when it first came out?
No, none at all. I mean, I think I must have used them all just to get the Rune Defenders. I mean, at some point I just thought, oh, screw it, I'll just waste all these and get a few more Defenders. So, that's...
RuneWire post by Jason, he had 3,000, so at the end of the day, yesterday, he had 15,000 total.
Wow.
So, that's the area, of course, for contention on this, but it really doesn't matter because they're pretty easy to get, I find. So.
Oh, the tokens, anyways. Yes.
The Dragon Defender back upstairs at the Cyclopses. As we all know, it's a little pointy weapon. It doesn't, like, I don't personally see how a defender in real life would defend you, you know? I don't quite get that.
I suppose it is sort of like another... If someone sort of went to attack you at the side, you would have a means of preventing them from doing that.
So, like, just basically like another small weapon that's a defensive weapon rather than an offensive weapon.
Yeah. So that rather than... it would be defending with aggression.
That makes sense. The best offense is a good defense.
Yeah. So just a small offense, but... Anyway...
There's nothing really that remarkable about it except for the fact that it is better than the Rune Defender. So the Dragon Defender's stats are 25 stab, 24 slash, 23 crush, minus 3 magic, minus 2 ranged. And then again, 25, 24, and 23 on the defense side, and a plus 6 strength bonus compared to a plus 5 strength bonus for the Rune Defender.
So in a nutshell, it's
it is marginally better, but of course, anybody who has money and is serious about training combat is going to choose a DFS, Dragonfire Shield.
Yeah. In a way, I wondered why I was trying to get one the other night while wielding my Dragonfire Shield. It seemed counterintuitive.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But, you know, it's a perfectly good... I think it's a good Slayer's device to use because most of the... As everybody knows, most of the combat monsters you fight for Slayer don't hurt you overall that much. You could pretty much just get by with the Dragon Defender and not have to take the full cost of a Dragonfire Shield. You know, even though it has more defense, you're probably just better off with the Defender. I know I always use the Defender up until my last bout of Slayer in August.
You're just saying that now because you sold your Dragonfire Shield.
No. It's good I sold it. I sold it when it was high at 35 mil. So
just saying that because my Dragonfire Shield has dropped and I can't sell it.
Yeah, you know, Defender is a good thing to use. And before the Dragon Defender came out, I was using a Dragon Square.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, probably use it differently.
Overall, this goes back to the whole idea, I think, of why are we bringing more dragon items into the game? Because, as we all know, in RuneScape Classic, dragon is supposed to be a kind of a rare kind of thing and not so common, whereas it's completely
I was just
now.
Sort of thinking about that. It doesn't really make sense that dragon... That you can get a Dragon Defender so easily.
Yeah. I don't know. And even say, like, the Dragon Dagger.
It's just a regular drop, one up from the Rune ones, so.
Yeah. And the Dragon Dagger, and of course, Dragon Long, and Dragon Mace, and Dragon Battle Axe, those are all quest ones that you can just buy, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's just me. It's a question of what is going to be the exclusive kind of armor category that's not going to be over polluted with everything else, you know? That's kind of the thing I was getting at there. But
yeah,
overall, I think it's a good update. I'm just not sure on why that was the case. So I don't know. So what else is there in this update? You got one of those helmets from the thingy up there.
I did, yep. The Cyclosis mask? What was the name of it exactly?
I don't know. Just a helmet that makes you look like a Cyclops. And it's completely useless. It has no stats on it.
Yeah, just to look epic.
And you were kind of surprised up there that I had one of those Cyclosises rather quickly up there after you'd been
there.
You
did,
yep. But yeah, you were using your Dragonfire shield.
But that shouldn't have made any difference.
Yeah, you can only get it if you were using a Rune Defender or a Dragon Defender.
But I thought it meant that you could only damage it. I mean, I brought a Rune Defender in there with me, and she actually did say as I was going in there that blah, 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 they can summon and blah, 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 but you have to use such and such.
I thought it was you had to be using it to get one. So, I don't know.
Possible. I can't remember.
Maybe you misinterpreted the French.
No, because I read it in English the first time.
Oh, okay.
I went in there on 132 first.
All right.
She definitely said something about it, so I just figured that you could. Anyway, I did get one of these things. And
did you get a Defender?
Mask, but no, I didn't get a Defender. I never even got a Defender.
Oh, that was so hilarious.
How long was I there? I
don't know. I was there for a half hour, or 40 minutes at least. And then how long were you there before that?
I don't know. I must have been there for like an hour and a half in total, at least.
You didn't get one. I got three in 30 minutes.
Oh. Yeah, I must have been doing something wrong.
Something. I don't know. But I don't normally have that kind of luck like that. And it didn't improve after I left.
I was wearing a Ring of Wealth, too.
That could be the problem.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Ironically.
So. Yeah, that's pretty much all we got for this week's primary update, so what do you think?
At least I tried. Well, I suppose it's good in a way, but then again it's another dragon weapon that probably shouldn't be that easy to obtain.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure. I'm saying that and yet I couldn't get one myself, so hypocritical.
But I got 3 in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So rating out of 5?
Rating 2.5.
Okay. I'm going to go for a 2.
Okay.
So. That'll be that. Moving on to some little tweaks and fixes this week. Of course, as we all know, there's the World 132, World 60 Penguins organization who tracks down all the penguins, and you know, of course, Jagex doesn't want people always making distractions and diversions so easy, so what do? They make the penguin spies a little bit harder by adding in a couple of new areas and making them a little bit less predictable. So what we can basically interpret this to mean is that they've added a few areas where the penguins could spawn and probably made them so that they just don't sit stuck in the, you know, wall for hours at a time, you know? Because that's one of the most...
Oh, that's good.
That's one of the most common places, I think, to put them, so... I don't know, it doesn't really matter to me. It's a distraction and diversion in this day and age. When I see a penguin, it's not through actually going to do the penguin thing, it's just if I see one out and about, you know, I don't actively try and do them anymore. So.
Yeah, that's exactly the same for me.
So, anyways, that should be interesting to see how that pans out in the coming weeks. Also, sounds when attacking NPCs and players have been updated to play louder sounds depending on how hard you are hit, and play no sounds if you take no damage. You know, I was thinking someone should go to the fight caves and test this out and let Jad kill them in one hit and see what kind of sound you make.
Too much effort. That sounds very cool, though. That's a much better idea.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know. I don't know if it makes sense to just adjust the volume of the sound rather than maybe the different sound in total. Because you know, if you get hit in an excruciating way, you're gonna make an actual motion with yourself and do a physical animation rather than just making a sound. You know. Rather than making the same quieter
but
sound.
But this is RuneScape we're talking about.
Yeah, no, but you never, you know, they do animations. They could change the animation up slightly.
But it would be difficult for them with so many different weapons and armors because they have different animations for each. Shields? That's what am I talking about? Anyway, I was just going to mention something and I've forgotten what now. Oh my gosh.
It sounded like you were going to start speaking about French. We were talking about the different amount of damage doing a different sound.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. It would be kind of annoying if you weren't paying that much attention. And, I mean, it's sort of like if you're woodcutting while you're watching a video of some sort. It would be the same thing if you were fighting. Sort of listening out for the sounds when you got hit. If you just got hit lots of little bits of damage such that it wasn't loud enough for you to hear, you wouldn't notice if you
Yeah, that's true. Playing. Just like if you get swarmed by a swarm of bees, you know, they all do a small amount of damage, but it adds up.
Yeah. Bees are actually quite traumatic.
Oh, really? Did you get stung today?
No.
Did they swarm you?
No, but I'm just saying if they did.
Oh, okay.
A swarm of bees could be rather dangerous.
Yeah, especially if they're killer bees.
We had a swarm of bees on our school field once. That was moderately entertaining.
Oh, God. Did anybody run into it just for fun?
No. I hope not. I actually wasn't present at the time. I was inside. And I heard later that they actually had quite a lot of chaos ensuing as a result. And they'd sort of cordoned it off.
Call the exterminators to fumigate.
Well, fumigating a field. I don't know how easy that would have been.
Yeah, they spray fields here for mosquitoes in the spring.
Okay. But anyway.
Anyways, that's are there pretty any much. More tweets? No, there's nothing really they mention here except from in release notes, so. You guys can take a read through that on your own time, release notes. So, anyways, this is something we've long wondered. We finally got an answer to this question. When did RuneScape first take root? Well, the answer is January 4th, 2001, seeing as they're going to be having a t-shirt design contest for their 10th anniversary. Basically, you design a t-shirt for them, and you get 1 year of RuneScape membership if you're chosen. So,
are you going to design one?
Possibly.
Really? Oh, okay.
You get a signed and framed print of your design. Okay.
Oh, I couldn't do that myself.
So.
Well. I don't think it's worth it. Well, what would you design? I'm one of those people who is never creative enough for these things.
I don't know. It's hard to say. So, I don't know. Maybe some kind of retrospective, you know, looking from, like, have, like, a little timeline, 2001. Say, take the center of Varrock and do your best job to attract. Do a graphical representation of what it looked like in 2001 versus now.
Kinda that like sounds a, quite complex.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. You could print it out and put it on a shirt, I guess.
Look at the image in the news article about the 10th anniversary designer t-shirt. It looks like it's been done in Microsoft Word or something. They've just put a shape.
Oh, yeah, with a little top question of it, mark.
With a white Calibri font question mark. Good
well,
on
that's
you, Jack.
Good. You can tell that that's Calibri. I did not know.
It might not be. It's just a guess. It looked similar. Because that's the default custom shape look in Microsoft Word.
Yeah. So, of course, in addition to this, it will be available on the Jagex store.
That'll be pretty cool.
So, anyways, with that, there's also a new Jagex store. So, basically, they got a whole bunch of new shirts. Anything interesting in here for you?
I can't remember. It's been too long since I looked at it.
Well, everything is
new. Oh, I remember. The badass boss monster. That would be me.
You'd wear that?
Hell yes.
Okay. We should want me to buy that for you then?
If you did, I would buy it. I mean, okay. I would wear it.
Okay. Oh. What color? Brown, red, blue, or green?
What do I not have in my wardrobe?
Or white, beige, or black? Purple?
Too much black. Purple, yes. Buy me a purple one.
It doesn't show up.
Always good.
Oh, buy you baby blue. Okay, what size?
Small.
Okay, not medium?
Nope.
Not double XL?
Could be. I get confused sometimes, you know? Small or double XL?
Yeah, that is rather confusing. Other ones they got are the Combat Triangle. That's kind of interesting. I Heart Runner. I Heart RS. I guess people would be wondering what Runner is,
Heart...
you know?
Wheel. That's a very strange one.
Page 2.
Yeah, I just
heart
saw
Runner.
It. Why Runner? Yeah.
I don't know. Prayer Potions. Everybody knows what a Runner weed is. So, and of course, they got all the God ones. Saradomin, Bandos, Zamorak, Guthix, etc. So, that's the Jagex store. You guys can check that out. See if they have any... They didn't have anything in the accessories categories. Oh, they do now. RuneScape buttons, 5 packs. 56 millimeters. For,
whoa!
$6.
What?
Okay, I don't know why you would need those, but that's nice. I don't know.
I think you should buy Mike one for his birthday. One of the iHeart RS ones.
His birthday passed last month.
Damn it, that's true. But yeah. Next year.
Okay, I'll do that. Anyways, so that's Jagex Storm. Moving on to other merchandising things, Jagex RuneScape time cards are now more widely available. So
I suppose that's good.
They give a list. USA, Walmart, GameStop, Save Mart, 7-Eleven, Kroger's, Safeway, Target, and Toys R Us. U.S. or U.K., I mean, W.H. Smith, GameStation, Argos, The Cooperative, Tesco, Game, The Next Level, Asda, and Sainsbury. Then, of course, in Canada, we got 7-Eleven, Toys R Us, Best Buy, and Walmart. Australia, EB Games, Toys R Us, some Woolworths, Dick Smith Electronics, and Australia Post, and of course the rest of Europe at GameStop.
Oh, that's us, Dick Smith Electronics. We have one of those.
I wonder if you guys would get them.
Yeah, we wouldn't.
Anyway, so that's that. So I guess it's an appropriate time of year to be having these kind of things, but I think they're kind of late, seeing as Christmas is in 2 weeks, Christmas Eve. So, I don't know. It's kind of late for that. Would have been sooner, better, a month sooner, I think, but it's just me.
Yeah.
Next up, they're celebrating 2 years of French servers on Saturday, December 11th. Hopefully you guys are hearing this. If not, it's past. But let's just say it happened at 6 p.m. GMT, seeing as the show won't be out until after that, unfortunately. So let's just say that it's been 2 years since the French servers came online.
Because we have so many French listeners.
Well, I just did that because we were playing on the French server last night.
Oh, yeah.
They say their winter event is called Les Hivernales. Is that how you say that? Or no, it should be Le Hivernals, because H is silent. That's right. Did I say that right?
I have no idea what you were trying to say.
Le
Hivernals. Well, the first word was winter.
Uh-oh.
I give up.
That.
Oh. That's very strange. That must be a portmanteau. A French portmanteau. Oh god, I give up. Isn't portmanteau a French word to begin with?
Okay, we're just going to move on now since Chief doesn't know what that is. So it's obviously not that important. You're looking it up?
Yes, but we can move on if you'd like. I'll get back to you on that. Oh, Les Hivernals.
Yeah, that's how I said that. Les Hivernals.
Close enough. It just means winter. That's strange. Okay.
All right.
I was wrong.
Anyways, International Fight Nights 2 results. This is...
Portmanteau is a French word. I was right. Huh.
This is kind of interesting. Who won this, and the fact that it was the Lithuanian players who won first by winning all of their fights.
That's
silver went to the Finnish people, and bronze is going to the Brazilians. So, and then they say the fighters from the USA just missed out the podium, but still proved their courage and art of fair play. That's funny, they always got to mention the Americans, eh? Even though they weren't in the top three.
Yeah, well...
See, this goes back to the whole thing back about Thanksgiving that we said, U.S. Thanksgiving. It's the same reason.
I don't think it goes back that far. It's just the fact that
they're catering to U.S. again, mentioning them when they're a U.K. company, and they clearly don't need to. The U.S. obviously sucks, and they weren't in the top three. Too bad. So, you know...
But there would have been a lot of players from the U.S.
So what? I got a minor country. I don't expect to be mentioned at every whim. U.S. shouldn't either.
Okay.
You expect New Zealand to be mentioned in these?
No.
Okay, then that's why the Americans shouldn't.
But New Zealand is tiny. No one plays from New Zealand.
Well, true, but...
Everyone plays from America.
It's the same thing. But it's the same thing. Why do that? Why give the Americans a mention? They're a UK company, they don't have to. That's my point.
They don't have to, but it's sort of...
They need to be a little bit more forceful and not be so PC.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
International Fight Nights 2, the results?
Yeah, that's what we just did.
That's what we just did? Right, I knew that. Players Gallery.
Yes, so there was one this week let's just say this quarter because they come out so sparsely now that they said one, but I don't even know where the link would be to this. So, anyways, which one's your favorite?
I was just looking at the Holy Reptile, the one that's in the fight caves, but there's no large link to it.
Should provide large links to all of these.
It's really annoying,
know?
Because the quality is crap to begin with. That's such a shame. But that's probably my favorite, yeah.
Tekipsies was the one that won. So whoever Tekipsies is, let's see which one that is. Tekipsies. Where is Tekipsies? T-Scut? Oh, Tekipsie is the first one with the fireworks and the tree, so.
Oh, actually, that is second most impressive.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I'm going to agree with you also on the reptile one and say that one's good too. But yeah, it would be nice to have larger versions of them, so. Anyways.
Look at those JPEG artifacts.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing about JX is they always enjoyed saving in JPEG and the crappiest quality of JPEG you could try and find.
Yeah.
So, it's not surprising, really. It's always been like that. But
yeah.
They should move to PNG. I think in this day and age, everything for the web should be PNG. Unless it's an animated GIF, of course. So,
I agree.
Anyways. Moving on. Developer blog. Tools for clans. Now, this is something that the clan people have probably been wanting for a long time, and I know it's something we want as a fan site. The only thing they allude to here for certain is a separate list for clan management. So you won't need to use your friends list for managing your clan chat anymore? What do you think?
That's good, although too late, considering we now have a dedicated account for the clan chat.
Yeah, you know, they could have avoided this whole thing in the beginning by bringing something in, but, you know, then they make a whole thing of this that the web systems people are needed, the game engine people are needed, and so on and so forth, which is true. But another thing they say is that they're going to be adding extra customization options to assigning clan rank names and improving labeling members of your friends list while we're at it. So I guess you're going to be able to label your friends list too. So, you know, that would be good, because the friends list hasn't received an upgrade since RuneScape Classic. It's the same thing.
I hope they don't sort of overdo it, though, because I wouldn't want to.
It's good how it is right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it might
be
interesting.
It doesn't need to be overly complex.
If they could find an elegant way to implement, say, OAuth and do Twitter and Facebook integration into RuneScape.
God.
Using your Twitter and RuneScape accounts to talk to people, that might be interesting.
Yeah.
Then we could hook RuneWire into Twitter.
Really?
That would be interesting. I'm just saying, but you never, you know, we're not, I'm just saying that, but we're not like
interesting, yes, but that's about the extent of it.
Is that what you were saying, is you hope it doesn't get too complex?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly what I was saying.
Alrighty. Then, of course, we got another one of these GIMP polls this week. So, how do you use the RuneScape forums? I never post. Never. There we go. That's simple. What about you? You can.
Good answer. I never post ever either.
Alrighty.
Oh, God, it's in French. Allez-vous souvent sur les forums officiels de RuneScape? RuneScape? Tous les jours, toutes les semaines, de temps en temps, ou jamais. I'm going to vote jamais.
Okay, that means never.
Yes, it does.
Alrighty, currently in the first place is I rarely post but actively read them at 27%. Followed by a tie between I never post, I only read them, and never at 24% each. Then I post occasionally 17%, and I post regularly at 8%. So as we can see that the RuneScape forums aren't exactly a favorite feature among people.
That's good.
Which isn't surprising, because I think most people that want to be a part of a community will be a part of a fan site community. There's just not enough tools on the RuneScape
one
to make it useful. So. Anyways, I think that's all we got for RuneScape updates this week. It was a good week, I think, aside from the little Dragon Defender thing. But what can you do?
Give up.
Shall we move on to questions?
Giving up works. Yes, we're
give up on RuneScape updates and do the most important part of the show: your guys' questions.
Dear Shane and Chief Snake, Gnome Thorin here, and I have two questions this week. First, what's the funniest thing that ever happened to you as a kid? And secondly, Shane, do you think Sergey could make an appearance on the show today? And Brad, can you make your own bread off? Thanks, Gnome Thorin.
Well, I certainly think Sergey can make an appearance for this question alone, and discuss something funny that happened at one point in my previous childhood. But first, Bradov, this new Bradov, do you have anything you would like to say this week?
I've absolutely nothing I would like to say, actually, Shane. I cannot, for the life of me, come up with anything even near that caliber. That was very well done. Well, I've been listening to Indians all day. I cannot make myself speak Russian.
Well, then there will be no Bradoff. We will save Bradoff for the real Bradoff at some point in the future, possibly in 2011. But I'm not making any promises because, you know, he's a very, very busy type of person and doesn't exactly always want to make time for us. But with that being said,
I
was getting there, but no. Anyways, funny things?
Funny things? I have no idea. What short notice? My childhood. What happened to my childhood?
When you fell out of the tree that you climbed in.
I was?
Or no, never mind. That was Brad. I'm sorry. Because you told me you climbed a tree once or something.
Well,
you and your brother, you had that tree thing, but you didn't. I thought falling out, but that was other Brad.
I don't know. We're good tree climbers. What about you? What your childhood? Anything interesting?
Yeah, there's lots of interesting things. I'm sure some of them are documented on videos here, but first off, I'm gonna discuss something that was. Nobody saw it, but it was funny in the end when I was on. Well, my dad saw it, but way back in the late 90s, or maybe even mid 90s, I was hiding Easter eggs, and this was before when I was short, so I had to use a stool to reach high places, and it just so happened that the stool broke when it was standing under me. The weld.
Oh my gosh, that's embarrassing.
Leg, just collapsed and gave in. So it was supposed to be a really, really hidden Easter egg, but the noise made it kind of apparent where it was. So yeah, that was that. One of my teachers broke a chair once when she sat down, a plastic chair.
Nice.
Everybody had a good laugh at that. What else? Kid fell asleep standing at the Christmas concert while we were singing once.
Who did?
A kid in my class at the Christmas concert fell asleep while everybody else was singing, and he was standing up at the time. So, yeah, those are the three things I can remember off the top of my head. Yeah, that's really all I can remember. You don't have anything funny that you remember to this day that made you, that just stuck with you?
Nothing that's really stuck with me. The only thing I can think of right now is not even funny for me, but this must have been funny for everyone else at the time, if not traumatic. In one of our assemblies at primary school, I had to read something out at the front of the school hall, in front of everyone else in the school. And this was with a few other people up at the same time. And while I was waiting my turn, while someone else was reading these, to read my thing, I don't know, I must have written a story or something. I fainted, and it was a very hot day. I think that was the only reason why. And I can imagine if I were in the audience, that must have been quite an amusing afternoon.
Worrying,
yes, but...
Did you have everybody rushing over to you and...
I don't remember.
Pinching you to try and revive you?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I remember was sort of being on the floor when I came to, so, you know.
And you still have that problem in this day and age, don't you?
I do.
When was the last time?
I don't remember. It would have been many months ago.
Okay, well, that's good. It's good you're not a danger to yourself that often, so.
Yeah.
Anyways. Thank you, Gnome Thorian.
I had to provide something there.
Yeah, you know, that works, you know. It's funny, people probably thought you might have been nervous or something, or I don't know. It's hard to say with those kind of things what
no.
goes on.
I mean, I wasn't even talking. Yeah.
Did they, like, get you a medical or anything after?
No.
Oh, okay. Alrighty, thank you, Gnome Thorian. Moving on to the second audio question, which is a question that everybody's been wondering. It's from Earth.
Dearest Shane and Chief Snake, am I the strangest person you've ever met? Well, not met, but you know what I mean. Love, Earth.
This is a fairly simple answer. Do you want to go first?
Well, I know some pretty strange people, but yes. More or less, yes.
He fits in with the group?
He rises far above the group.
Okay. Well, you know, it depends on what the definition of strange is. I can think of people that are more stranger well, than you, so...
In French, strange is the same word as foreign.
That makes sense. So,
racist.
I can think of some people that are stranger than you, but I think you're probably, if you were to plot this on a nice little trend line, you would probably be in around the 80 to 90-95% of strange people group, zero being completely normal. That I class some people in. So, anyways, thank you, Earth. There's just lots of strange people out there, you know.
I know. Like, it's frustrating.
It's even teenagers. I'd have to say are the strangest. You know, I'm not going to say what this RuneScape name I saw was, but it was a word that had a few letters interchanged and. You know, it wasn't caught by JX's filter, but you still got the idea of what it was. So, anyways. And I'm sure Chief has some pretty strange friends, too, right?
You would be correct in assuming that, yes.
So, anyways, thank you, Earth.
What? Sorry, Shane's sending me rude things on MSN. Sick, Shane. Get out.
That's what the name was.
Get out!
That's what the name was.
What if my parents saw that? Oh.
That's why I didn't say what the name was, because it would cause the same kind of reaction Chief is having right now, except within the listener base and the parents listening in the car.
Thank you, Earth. So.
Anyways, text question.
Dear Shane and Chief Snake, if RuneScape was mentioned among you and your friends, do you openly mention that you play it? There was another question as well, but we already discussed it last week, so you will have to go back to last week's episode and re-listen to that. Yes, I suppose so. Thanks, as always, from Jackie. If RuneScape was mentioned amongst you and your friends, sometimes... I don't know, it depends which group of friends. Most people I know that I play RuneScape already, so I just make a joke of it. Like, last week when I was at a barbecue with my friends, we were playing Chinese Whispers, which is a game where you pass, I don't know if you had another name for it, I forget, but you pass, you whisper something around like a circle of people, and when it comes to the end, it usually sounds completely different to how it starts out. And one of the things that I whispered was, I need to go home now so that I can harvest my watermelons.
And what did that come out as?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that's good.
Something about Mrs. Someone's melons. And... It's a group of teenagers. What do you expect? But
that's what I was referring to. Strange people, right?
Yeah.
Or that you got a ride home when I was doing the monkey quest.
what's this about the monkey quest?
that when you went away when I was doing the monkey quest the night before last week's show?
I don't know.
Yeah. So. But for me, it doesn't really matter to me if it comes out because that's just what I do when I'm not doing other things. So if people have a problem with that, I really don't care. And if they're going to have a problem with me because of that, they're really not worth my time. So I really don't care about it. And you know, it's pretty much the attitude I have towards everything at the end of the day is I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, my job I have to do, whatever it may be. And if you don't like the way I'm doing it, that's too bad. You can either deal with it or find a different way of, or try and correct me on it. But I really don't care what people think of me. In that sense, you know, of course there's a higher thing about reputation and all that, but I don't care what people think of me based on what I do in my spare time, you know? That sort of thing.
Oh my god, I just got the worst imagery.
What?
Considering what you sent to me on him. Okay, we're done with that question. Next question.
That's sick!
You said it! You said it, not me! You said
That's
it.
That's sick! That's sicker than what Brad would come up with.
You said it! You said it!
I didn't even say that.
Shane, read the next question.
I was just repeating a name that was on RuneScape.
Read the next question, Shane.
Sick. Jeez. Wow.
Oh, don't bring me into this.
Well, yeah, you said you got an image in your head.
Who put that image into my head, Shane?
You did.
Take some responsibility there.
It wasn't even something I typed. It was just a name on RuneScape.
I'm pretty sure you had to type it in order for it to get to me.
Yes, but... Oh my god, moving on. Next one's from DogLetter36.
I told you to move on, but you didn't move on.
Dear Shane and Chief, as you might have discussed and may or may not have discussed in your dev blog about clans, I will ask anyways, do you think it will turn into more like guilds and other games? Any other ideas? You know, it's hard to say what, based on everybody's definition of it, what a guild versus a clan is. Tell me if you think the same with me on this, but do you consider a guild as in being a less formal type of clan?
So this is referring to... Oh.
To the dev blog.
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't really have any comment on that. A guild. Well, I suppose so. Yes. Let's go with that. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, then basically you already got to ask... any normal person could have a guild like this on RuneScape then, and that's what we have now with clan chat. I don't see how this is going to turn the clans into guilds like other games, because there's still going to be dedicated clan communities. Each clan will have their own community and a forum, probably, and maybe even their own chat room aside from their clan chat. And of course, they're all going to have their own type of hierarchy and everything like that. So I don't see how it's going to turn it into a guild or something like that, based on the clan chat change, when it's really not that big of a change compared to what we have now, you know. So, anyways.
Yeah, I agree.
So, anyways, the second part, also, do you think you will start having people who play RuneScape a little more often than you two on the show more, as it seems both of you have not touched the update or just looked over it? The main reason I started was to listen to find out more about updates. Well, you know, dog lover, it would be nice if you could first tell us what update you feel we did not touch, because I'm personally having trouble remembering the last update I did not at least research. I know the last update I didn't go physically experience was Warp Floors, seeing as I don't have the dungeoneering level required for that. But when Warp Floors came out, we had Devo on the show. So I don't exactly know what you're talking about here. So.
Oh, that's true. Good old Davo.
So I don't exactly know here, but you know, this is a, I know we both checked this week's update out, and normally, as it was even back in the, when I did the show with Brad and Pika, I would be the one that would be assigned to go do all the quests and whatnot, and then report back to Brad, and Brad would check out the community or basically read up about it and go from a historical kind of standpoint, you know. So I really don't see what you're trying to get at here, unless you're trying to find a way for you to come on the show yourself. So if that's what you're doing, then maybe you should just say that. Which I'm not sure when our next show get on the show contest will be. Probably sometime early next year, or probably first quarter sometime. I don't know. We'll leave that until New Year then. So, but with that being said, if there's anything you'd like to see in relation to updates or the way we discuss them, let us know, because I forget what the last suggestion was, but I'm pretty sure we worked that in about something relating to updates or whatnot. And I know there's another suggestion that was posted about if there's a week with no updates, why not discuss the hot forum topics, and that's what we're going to do next time there's no updates. So yeah, we're pretty open to criticisms of our listeners and how we can make the show better, because we always want to make the show better. So hope that helps you, and hope that's an adequate enough answer for you, and that you can probably come back with a better idea of what you were hoping for in this question. Thank you, Dog Lover. Next one?
Okay. Dear Chief Snake and Shane, we all know what happened to... Really, who the hell is Brodov? I'll go with that, Brodov. But what happened to the other one whose name I cannot currently remember? And have you ever been hospitalized because of an accident? I was, because I was riding my bike down a long hill very fast and hit my leg on a pole. It broke the bone and left me with 40 or so stitches. Ooh.
Nice.
Sincerely, Knack, a.k.a. Knack287. Okay, Shane, who the hell is Brodov?
Bradoff, with a typo, I assume.
Oh, right. Oh, God, we have another repeated question.
Well, no, but I'm trying to figure out who the other one, whose name I cannot currently remember, is. Would that be Pika?
Sergey?
No. I think he's talking about past hosts. I don't know.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. Well,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking, yeah, you're kind of thinking of Pika. Yeah, so that's probably what you're thinking of.
Pika, right. What happened to Pika?
He left RSVNB, quit RuneScape for a bit, came back to RuneScape. Not sure what his current plans are. I think we had him on back in June, so... once again, you could go listen to that episode, and I forget what he was doing, but he had a set plan, so he's probably engaged in that plan still.
Sounds about right. Have you ever been hospitalized because of an accident?
No.
No. I don't think I have either. What's this?
Haven't you? When you, with the, fence pole thing or whatever that was?
What? Oh, I think I know what you mean. Well, that wasn't really, that wasn't an accident, though. I mean, that was an infection that I had to be hospitalized.
Oh, okay, but it was from an accident, though, right?
Yeah, it wasn't really much of an accident, and it was two weeks or something later that it happened. I literally like scraped my leg on something. Yeah, can't remember. It was a pretty nasty scrape, a bit of a gash to start with, and I think it left a scar, but it's gone now. And yeah, anyway, that got infected, and weeks later, it posed a problem. Anyway, apart from that, though, no, I've never actually been hospitalized because of anything drastic.
Well, that's good. How long did you have to go in for that one?
That was only a couple of days. I think I stayed for two nights.
Okay.
Keeping in mind, I got in there like midnight. So that counted as a night.
Yeah, you got to watch those because otherwise it can work your way into your brain and that's it. So, that's good you caught that.
Yes.
But nothing quite as graphic as 40 or so stitches, unfortunately. So,
no, unfortunately. No.
So, thank you, Knack. Next one from Ice Black Dragon. Dear hosts, are there any goals you hope to achieve by January 1st? Some of my goals include to get my mom to take me to Disneyland and make my brother buy me something.
Oh, January 1st. That's way too soon. I don't know how I'm supposed to get anything done before January 1st.
Yeah, my goal is to win Skill of the Month, actually.
Oh, yeah, actually, you will probably be able to do that. I've totally forgotten about farming today. Did I do any? I can't remember.
Yeah, you did. You got some XP.
Oh, yeah, I did do a little bit this.
So, that's my only goal between now and then. So, yeah, that's probably about it. It's too bad. Alrighty, and did you also know that RSBM updates 288 and 289 will come out on Christmas and New Year's, respectively? If you don't pause for those holidays, you probably did, but I just realized it myself. Yeah, we did realize that, and that's what we normally do around those times. Is we
speak for me.
We pre-record and release on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, whether it may be. That's just the way it works. So we'll be having our two end-of-year shows there, meaning next week's show, 287, is the last regular show of 2010.
Yeah, but later. She's saying that if we didn't... If we just continued the regular schedule, recording and releasing on exactly the same times weekly, then it would be on those dates. I realized that sort of, because I thought, oh, hang on, we'd have
Do you want to do a show on Christmas Eve? Or your Christmas Day, I guess?
Well, that would mean recording on Christmas Eve. Or...
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I was thinking, because it goes 17, then 24. Ah, oh, recording on Christmas Eve. Fantastic, that would be.
But yeah, no, typically we don't because it's just a little bit too much to orchestrate in whether or not I'm going anywhere or what's happening on the next day, Christmas Day. And I think you can speak to your own situation there for that. So that's why we're just going to continue the usual thing of recording ahead in our marathon session, you know, of, well... Last year, Brad and I did three shows in one day. Or 1 year.
Wow.
Not last year, the year before, we did three shows in one day. We did the last regular show, we did the clip show, and we did the special show.
One show is enough for me. I don't know how we're going to get through it this year, Shane.
Well, we're going to do two this year on one day. So. Thank you. Last question.
Thank you, Ice Black Dragon. Hiya, got one question for you guys today. What was your favorite childhood stuffed animal? Mine was a little white bear named Cozy. That question is from Waffle233.
I didn't have any stuffed animals that I liked.
None?
No.
What? No. What kind of a childhood did you have?
No. You sound like you did, though.
Well, yeah, I did. I had a glorious childhood. I have this large rabbit thing, large stuffed animal rabbit, which is up in my wardrobe at the moment. That's actually pretty much the only soft toy I still have. Yeah, it is the only soft toy I still have. When I was younger, I also had a monkey, as I think I said on one of the last... questions from one of the previous weeks about favorite birthday presents.
Oh, right.
I got a monkey, and I liked that monkey. It was a cute monkey.
Where'd it go?
I don't know. I really don't know. But yeah.
Anything you want to elaborate on about your rabbit?
Not really. Can you hear Pepper again? noisy little dog.
Just briefly. Just
he
briefly.
Should be stuffed.
That's not nice.
I'm kidding. I love my
okay.
dog when okay, he's not good. Talking.
Alrighty then. So, nothing else?
Oh, nothing else.
Alrighty. Thank you, Waffle233. So, for Chief's Rabbit, we're going to say that next week's questions can be sent in on the forum topic, which will be out on Monday. Or if you have an audio question, they can go to questions@rsbnb.com or be phoned in to
5 3 no 5 7 no. What no. 5 what?
No, you messed up. 571 572 26.
I said 5 7. I said 5 7.
But you said 3, so you confused people. So now I have to say 571 57 BNB.
571 57 BNB. 5 or 571 572 2632. 572 2632. Two twos.
Yeah, there we go.
Three twos.
But first, the first is the area code, which is 571 572 6 3 2. I forgot to do it. Never mind. Just 571 57 BNB. That's simple.
God, I think I got it wrong as well that time.
Or if you prefer email them to questions@rsbnb.com. If you have an iPhone or an iPod, you can just use the microphone in there and send it as a voice memo and email it using that.
Oh, yeah. We do prefer email, too, though. It's better quality, but...
Yeah.
Whatever floats
your boat. Yeah, always. So, thank you. Time for some tech news this week. Chrome OS has been unveiled, and basically it's as everybody expected. It's going to be basically Google Chrome as a browser. I mean, as an operating system.
Which is... Kind of, even though it is as we expected, it's slightly underwhelming, I suppose.
Yeah, so you're going to be able to use applications in Chrome OS that are in the Chrome OS App Store, so meaning you won't be able to have like a full internet application, like, say, your programming suite or run web servers on it easily, unless, of course, those are made in the Chrome OS Web Store. But the objective here is to be simple and be put on laptops and whatnot. So it targeting, of course, the standard user and this kind of thing. So
yeah, you're not going to be running a web server from a Chrome OS laptop.
Yeah, so right now they have a pilot program where if you're in the US, you can apply to be in it, and they will actually send you the CR48 laptop, because as we know, CR is the chemical symbol for chromium, and 48 is one of the isotopes, I believe. So that's where the term CR48 comes from. So it's just testing phase right now, and then mid-2011 they'll be available from Acer and Samsung. You know, the specs are netbook specs. So, for instance, 12.1-inch screen, full-size keyboard, oversized trackpad, 3G, 802.11n, 8 hours active use, 8+ days of standby, webcam, flash storage, Intel, Pine Trail, whatever that is, and 100 megs of free Verizon data. So, you know...
That is good. Good that it has a 3G chip, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
I haven't really ever seen any of those in netbooks over here.
Yeah, so basically it's going to be a mobile computer that's actually a full-size computer and not a tablet.
Yeah.
And
8 hours of active use, too. That's good.
Yeah, but I can probably get 8 hours or on my laptop.
Well, yeah, but yours is a MacBook. That makes sense. I mean, on standard laptops, you don't get that very often.
Yeah, I know. That's another reason why I like Apple laptops is...
Yeah,
just
I mean, that's
battery
one
life.
Of the reasons I'm looking at them, too. So.
Oh, I have something to tell you about that after.
Oh.
Might not be good, but we'll save that for later.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, I don't know, like, if it's, I don't see the point of this kind of form factor anymore with tablets. Tablets just seem much more attractive and easier to use.
Well.
Being, like, if you're going to have a closed ecosystem on a computer, why not just have a trackpad? Closed ecosystems don't make sense on the computer to me. like this? Like, why not just run? Why not just why doesn't Google just optimize a version of Ubuntu Linux and use that for its operating system rather than creating this new web-based one? So, I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't be, you know, blazing a new trail.
No,
I mean, all of the people who have created their own distributions of Linux haven't really done anything new with it. And I think that's the point of difference. Google had to do something that was actually different.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, it from what it sounds like, it's just Chrome, the web browser, applied to an operating system, which is good, but I don't know, it just doesn't seem to fit in with the whole Android thing as well. So,
yeah.
That'd be interesting. But, you know, I guess we'll see what the adoption is in mid-2011 when they come out. So, but anyways, it's a good prototype to have.
Yeah.
Anyways, this next story is a good thing when you think about all the different video plugs you might have and what you used to have and what you have now. Rival processor makers Intel and AMD may not agree on much, but they're of one mind about the future of the veneerable VGA graphics ports. It doesn't have one. The two chip makers joined by Dell, Lenovo, Samsung, and LG in an industry-spanning agreement to phase out VGA by 2015 and to solely standardize HDMI and DisplayPort.
Why DisplayPort, though?
Well, you know, I think DisplayPort is supposed to be for computers.
Why do they have to separate them? Why not just one?
Well, you know, I think HDMI is a more multimedia kind of thing. I know right now Mac OS and Windows 7 actually both don't run well over HDMI, in that if you lose your HDMI source, the screen resolution resets itself and it changes the background and basically reorganizes the icons on Windows. So I think that's why you need something like DisplayPort.
Okay.
So, like, I think DisplayPort is going to be the computer solution and HDMI the other one. So, it says DisplayPort and HDMI will allow for slimmer laptop designs and support higher resolutions with deeper color than VGA, a technology which is more than 20 years old. Another thing is that VGA or DisplayPort can do all the same things that HDMI can do. DisplayPort can also do audio over it, so that's good, I guess. But then there's also the whole other thing of what happens when Lightpeak comes out, which is Intel's single cable solution that's supposed to come out in 2011, which is basically Ethernet. Display, sound, everything all in one cable. So just have a bunch of Lightpeak ports on the back of your computer and use them for whatever you want.
That sounds about right. Yeah, that would be the most convenient thing. If only that were possible, you know.
Yeah, but you know.
But then it would be so much less cool to be a geek, because you would just plug anything in anywhere. There would be nothing.
Yeah, but
exciting about
really
plugging stuff in. Don't you get excited when you're when you're plugging your computer back in after having just installed something new?
Yeah, that's true.
So cool. Plug everything in. It takes so long because you're doing it all meticulously.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be so boring?
I start from the bottom and work my way up.
Yeah, so do I.
I start with my power cord, and then my video cords, then my sound cord, then my network.
Oh, because your power cord is at the bottom, that's true.
Yeah.
Seems very strange.
Then my external hard drive, which is USB, then my keyboard and mouse, which is USB, that goes at the top.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. That is rather... everything gets plugged in that way. But anyways, moving on.
Anyway.
iPad 2 to ship next February, possibly.
Ooh.
So, apparently Foxconn got an order that it should be ready to ship between 400,000 and 600,000 units of the next iPad within the next 100 days.
Wow.
So, Apple had originally been expected to begin mass production in January, but postponed because of the device's firmware still undergoing testing. Now, there's also another iPad thing today that it could possibly have a SD card slot and dual cameras.
And an iPad? Oh.
Yeah. Which would be good, because, you know, it makes it more like a computer. But I don't know.
A micro SD, maybe?
Yeah, that could work. But, you know, I find the iPad perfectly capable right now of, like, computing. Like, for instance, I could have used it this entire term for notes if I wasn't in a... or if there was a better application for taking mathy kind of notes with math symbols.
Yeah.
And if I had a better stand for it. So, I think it's a good little computer. So, should be interesting to see what iPad 2 has. And as we all know, after this typical Apple cycle, every year everything gets new. So, I don't know. I think the iPad upgrade cycle is going to be probably every 2 or every 3 years. Because, you know, that's pretty much what you have to do with the iPhones, because the new iOS 4 didn't support the original iPhone. It barely works on the 3G from what I hear. So,
yeah. Yep.
Got to upgrade at some point. But so just anybody out there who's considering one in the new year, you just might want to wait. So there's nothing wrong with the current iPad. But that's it for tech news this week. So with that being said, on to some other things.
Oh, God. Depressing skill. Actually, what does it look like today?
It's good. It's good. It's a good
for
graph.
Whom?
For me.
Oh, look at my marginal increase.
All right, well, take us through the top three.
Number one, we have Shane, who has gained 2.6 million XP with an average XP of 289k. In 9 days. That's quite impressive, Master Shane.
I know.
Anyway, number two is the staunch Chief Snake with 2.26 million XP, who's gained an average of 250k per day, which is pretty crap, really. I'm so far behind you now, I cannot catch up at all. I don't care.
If you pay me, I'll let you catch up.
Oh, okay. Brian has depressingly just stopped. He's run out of fuel, apparently. But he gained a respectable 1.9 5 million XP, which puts him up to 15 mil farming XP in total at an average of 216k per day. And then we have Earth with 1 mil XP gained, which is still very good. And iDog Ismo at 994k. And yeah, actually a few people all around the same mark there. Tim Rivington, Uhiro, Papero, Hot, something or other, JRD Games, Flash, Uncle Dana, Rodze, and it just goes from there.
Well, yeah, it's farming, you know, and I should have entered this, but I was hoping in the end, you know, that it would have been up to the last day, whereas it would be a question of who's going to win, me or you.
Yeah,
I was
it's
hoping
a shame
we'd have that kind of thing, you know, where it would be down to the point where it's who can get the most herbs from their allotment or something before the time is up.
Yeah.
Have it
sold. I wish it was like that too. I wish I didn't have so much to do during the days. Maybe it will improve next week. Since I'll be working on it, I will have an actual routine.
Yeah, maybe. That would be good. I find that's what actually
but
helps
then,
the best is
if
you if can...
I won't be able to fit in any herb runs then.
Well, you can still do a few in the evening.
Yeah, but only a few.
You'll probably get 3 done or so. That's all I did today. 3?
You'll have the upper 3? I've done like 1.
Okay, I did 2 today. 2 in the actual day, but... Anyways. That's skill of the month, and a reminder, of course, we want your clips for 2010, because we are putting together the clip show. So if you have a clip from this year that you want in the clip show, please be sure to send that in. You can find the form at update.rsbnb.com/2010clips. That's 2010 CLIPS. We need your clips, because you know, we can put clips together, but it's much more fun when we have user clips to put in. So, please send us some clips for that. And that's a topic for another show. We also want a few of those moments. So if you have things that you remember that we said, oh, that's a topic for another show, that's a topic for another show, you can send those in, because we're currently debating what we want to do for our other end-of-year show. So if we get lots of that's a topic for another show, that could very well be what our show is. So we're still kind of deciding on that. So you can send those suggestions to me by PMing me on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com. I figured I'd do a PM for this one, because that way then I can actually get them quicker and know how many are coming in, so I can make a decision quicker.
Yeah, that's right. So don't send them to me, because I will lose track of them and forget to send them on to Shane. As I do with my PMs.
You have things you got to send me?
No. Okay. I hope not, anyway. I don't think so.
Well, it just sounds like you maybe had things you wanted to send me there. So, anyways. Achievement of the week.
Whoa, we got a few this week.
Yes, we do. Go ahead. I'll start us off. First up, Gnome Thorian 99 woodcutting on December 4th.
Yay! I'm sorry I couldn't be there. You were there, weren't you?
No, were you? I didn't get the PM.
No, you weren't. No, I'm thinking of something else. Never mind. Gotham got 99 crafting on December 5th.
Then next up was Pirate Sock with 99 fishing on the 6th.
And a Div with 97 agility on the 7th.
And the Lion 777, 99 runecrafting December 9th. That's a good one.
Wow. And last but not least, iDogismo got 99 farming on the 9th as well.
Congratulations everyone. That's a good set of achievements this week. Good skills, high levels, etc. So, thank you.
I had fun with that.
Yeah, me too, because, you know, it's RuneScape, and we can only have so much fun with RuneScape, right?
I don't think we did a very good job at sort of running on those sentences, though.
Probably because we should have
delay.
Better, but anyways.
Stupid connections.
Do you have a pick this week?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I've got a pick that's actually kind of timely, so I figured I'd do this. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I was overjoyed this Saturday when I went into the iTunes App Store and saw there was an update available for the holiday edition of Angry Birds, which adds the Christmas levels to it. So the way this works, it's a Christmas Advent calendar. Every day at 12 a.m. Pacific, you get a brand new level to play. So this is the same one that they did for the Halloween one, so that was $1.99 on the iPad. I'm not sure what the prices were for other devices. So if you bought that, you get the Christmas update for free. So that can be found in the iTunes App Store, and I figured I would want to mention this because it's Angry Birds, and it is the month of December, and what better thing to do than when you first wake up in the morning, play your first level of Angry Birds for that day. Or before you go to bed.
I agree.
Yeah, you know, you really should try Angry Birds. I think you could get into it.
Maybe. No? Maybe.
Because you called it June.
How would it work, though? I mean, if I nicked Steve's iPod for an hour or so, and I played it on there, wouldn't it be different, though, to playing it on an iPad?
Well, no, it's an iPhone or iPad or, no, iPod. The new iPods are 960 by 640, which is almost 1024 by 768. So you'd have the same resolution to play with. So it really wouldn't be that different. I've seen it on an iPod, and it's not too bad.
Okay.
Of course, it's just bigger on the iPad. But it was originally for iPhone. So, you know, of course it's going to work on the iPod.
Okay.
But it costs money from the App Store, so I don't know if he has an account or...
He has an account with my credit card.
Oh!
I created it for him, so...
Okay, so...
If you spend anything, I will hunt you down.
Oh, okay.
Him.
So then,
so actually, yeah, I could probably charge it to my own account.
You could just take it and then buy it through the App Store. So
I'm too poor to do that.
It's only $2.
I'm too poor to do that.
Oh God, go without lunch one day. That's what I tell anybody who can't afford.
I go without lunch most days.
Well, I mean, go without something you buy, you know? That's what I tell people who say they can't afford RuneScape. There's 30 days in a month, just go without lunch one day, or just go without buying your after-school snack at the convenience store. That's what I'd say to people who can't afford RuneScape.
I don't buy anything from convenience stores.
Oh, okay. never mind. We'll just move on now.
I'm just being annoying.
Yeah,
$2. What have we been doing? What have you been doing?
Oh, well, on Wednesday, I finished my last day of classes for the term.
Yes!
So, with that being said, I just have to wrap up this project, hopefully soon by the weekend. And then after that, it's on to exam studying. But really, the exam studying should have already started. But, you know, it's just the way the ball bounces with the project and everything.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, you know, there's just other stuff you have to do beforehand before you can actually get to it. But
yeah.
Like, I just got this one little... What was that?
Nothing.
Okay. I just got this bug I gotta fix, and then I'm pretty much done my coding part of the project. I just gotta figure out how to... I don't know, it's confusing. Basically, the video's not playing when you load in an XML file.
Oh?
But anyways, that's my problem to fix. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, and aside from that, farming. Of course.
Yeah. And attempting to get dragon defenders and things like that.
I got three.
I got three. I'm Shane, I'm so good at combat. No.
Okay, your turn.
I'm just teasing. I've not really been doing much that I can remember. I've had quite a slow week, really. It's been great.
That's good. You gotta have some slow time after that, after your school year ends.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, what have I been doing? I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I've been doing some farming. I've tried the best I can, but the last few days I've just been... Bleh. It's too much effort. Next week I'm going to be working more or less 9 to 5. 10 to 5, actually. It's close enough every day, so... I won't be able to get too much done.
But you'll be able to get in a decent routine, though.
Yeah, it'll be good for the routine, but that's probably about all.
Okay, anything else?
I don't think so.
Alrighty then, you're done. What was that?
I'm getting restless, I'm throwing things around.
Okay. Well then, with that being said, this has been RSB and the Update 286. We will see you guys next week. Remember to send us clips for our 2010 clip show and send us questions next week. Goodbye, everyone.
Fastest wrap-up ever. Goodbye, all.